our meeting. The next item on our agenda is minutes. Can we ask the committee secretary to share the minutes of the 10th, 11th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 25th, 26th of October 2022, and the 1st, 2nd, 8th, and 9th of November?
I chair the minutes of the 11th is on the screen, Chair, and just to do a correction, there's no minutes for the 18th and 19th of October because we had the workshop and the internal discussion. So we will share the correct minutes as we move along. Chair, for the 11th, shall I proceed?
Please.
Chair, we had the briefing by the Office of the AG, as well as the Minister on the 2021-22 annual report of the DTIC. I think we had a full complement of members, if we go down, Marlon. Yeah, we had apologies from Mr. Cuthbert, Chair, if we go down. And we just had a standard introductory then we had a briefing, Chair, and the minutes is short because we, as part of the process, we table a full report on deliberations on the Buru, Chair, and the meeting then adjourned at 1:03 until the 12th of October, Chair.
Thank you very much. Members, there's the minutes. Can we have a move and a seconder for it to be adopted? Members, it's the minutes of the 10th of October.
Ms. Mwatse.
Ms. Mwatse.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I move for the adoption of the minutes as the true reflection.
Thank you. Seconder for the adoption of the minutes?
Mr. Mbuyani.
Honorable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I second the proposal for the adoption of the said minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I agree.
Thank you. Minutes adopted for the 10th. Next set of minutes.
Chair, it will be minutes of the 12th.
Of the 12th.
Chair, we had a follow-up engagement with the Mpumalanga Department of Economic Development and Tourism with respect to the committee's oversight visit to the Nkomazi Special Economic Zone, and also follow-up engagement with the Mpumalanga Economic Development Agency in terms of the visit to Nkandasta Industrial Park, and that we have also had follow-up engagement with the IDC and the NEF as part of that follow-up engagement of our oversight visit to Mpumalanga. Chair, if we go down. Chair, we had an apology of Mr. Cuthbert during those processes, Chair. And then we captures the attendance of the NEF and the IDC stakeholders, that in the standard introductory is captured there. Chair, then we had the engagement with the two entities in Mpumalanga, and the committee raised a number of questions, issues there, which is captured in 2.3, Chair. If we go down, we also had engagement with the IDC and NEF. And as part of this engagement, we also had engagement with some of the stakeholders that we've visited during this process. Mixcorp, Road Gross Investment, Ghana Business Enterprises were also able to share their inputs with the members as part of the follow-up process, Chair, and which is captured below. The meeting adjourned at 12:36 until Tuesday the 18th, Chair. Chair, Ms. Muatsi raised the hand. Chair, you're muted, Chair. Mr. Malamatia.
Okay, Honorable Muatsi and then Honorable Malamatia.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move for adoption of the said minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Malamatia.
Thank you, Chair. I rise to second the move.
Thank you. Minutes are duly adopted. Next set of minutes.
Chair, the next set of minutes is 25th October. We had the briefing by the National Gambling Board on its 2021-22 annual report, as well as its first quarter financial and non-financial performance for the 2022-23 financial year, Chair. Chair, we have the full complement of members attending the meeting. We have the standard introductory. Then we were briefed by Ms. Konkwa, and the deliberations are captured in 2.2, Chair. We go down. Meeting adjourned at 10:57 until Wednesday, 26th of October, Chair. Chair, you're muted, Chair.
Thank you. Can we have a move and a second for the adoption of the minutes of the 25th of October? Honorable Malamatia.
Thank you, Chair. I stand to move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Can we have a seconder? Members, can we have a second for the adoption of the minutes? Okay, Honorable Marcy.
Chairperson, I second the mover.
Thank you. Minutes are duly adopted of the 25th. Next set of minutes.
Chair, the next set of minutes is the 26th of October. We had a briefing by the National Lotteries Commission on its 2021-22 annual report, as well as on its first quarter financial and non-financial performance for the 2022-23 financial year, Chair. If you go down. Chair, we have a full complement of members in attendance. One is the standard introductory input. And two, we had 2.2 in the deliberations. We had input from Dr. Pitiana and Ms. Ferguson, who's a board member, as well as the acting commissioner, Mr. Tober, with his team. And the matters that were raised by members are captured in 2.3, Chair. Chair, this resolution that NLC submit outstanding responses in writing. Meeting adjourned at 11:45 until Tuesday, the 1st of November, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can we have a move and a second for the adoption of the minutes of the 26th of October?
Ms. Muatsi.
Honorable Muatsi. And then Honorable Motaung. Honorable Muatsi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I move adoption of the said minutes.
Thank you very much. Can I have Honorable Motaung?
Thanks, Chair. I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Are there any further minutes, Committee Secretary?
Chair, there's minutes of the 1st of November, Chair.
Thank you.
Chair, we had the follow-up engagement with the department on the second and first quarter financial and non-financial performance for 22-23 year. This formed part of the BRRR report, Chair. Go down. It was also full attendance, standard introductory. Chair, this is also forms part of the report that will eventually table. It's short minutes, Chair. Thanks. The meeting adjourned at 1:30 until the 2nd of November. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can we have move in a second for the adoption of the minutes of the 1st of November as tabled?
Mr.
Mulder.
Chair, I move for adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mulder. Honourable Motaung.
Chair, I second the adoption of the said minutes.
Thank you very much. Do you have a matter arising, Honourable Malamacha?
I wanted to second Chairperson.
Okay. Oh, I thought maybe you being proactive and want to do the next set of minutes. There we go. You can leave your hand up for the next set of minutes, Honourable Malamacha.
Chair, we have minutes on the second, which we had the Office of the Auditor General, who wanted to have a corrections on this presentation with regard to the South African Bureau of Standards. Then we have a brief about the National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications on its annual report, and first quarter non-financial and non-financial performance for the current financial year. We also had a briefing by SABS on its annual report, and also on the first quarter financial and non-financial performance for this financial year, Chair. We go down. Chair, we had apologies from Mr. McPherson and Mr. Thing, Chair. And we have captured the attendance of the stakeholders. We had the standard introductory matters captured there. Chair, we had the input from the AGS office just to deal with some corrections in their presentation, and they presented that to the committee. Then that was followed by a briefing by the NRC and SABS on the annual reports and the first quarter financial and non-financial performance. We did it together, Chair, and the matters are captured in 3.3 raised by members. Chair, the meeting adjourned at 12:18 until Tuesday the 8th of November.
Thank you very much, members. There we have the minutes of the 2nd of November. Honourable Malamacha.
Thanks, Chair. I rise to move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Is there a seconder? Members?
Ms. Moatse, Chair.
Honourable Moatse.
Chair, I stand to second the mover.
Thank you very much. Minutes are duly adopted. Are there any further minutes?
Chair, there's minutes of the 8th and 9th, Chair. Chair, we have the first draft of the budget review and recommendation report, and we considered some minutes, Chair, if we go down. We had apologies, Mr. McPherson, for this meeting. We have the standard introductory input. But then we proceeded to consider the first draft of the PUR. Chair, Mr. Pastor requested to submit inputs. We received from the ANC and the Democratic Alliance. Dr. Chalker then requested to submit his concluding remarks at a later stage. We took the committee through the ANC's proposed concluding remarks, Chair, if we go down, 22.6, as submitted, and the committee deliberated on those, Chair, if we can go down. Chair, we captured the inputs of other parties to these missions, Chair, is captured in 2.7, Chair. We go down. We then also took the committee through the DA's proposed concluding remark and recommendations. 2.9, we issues was captured in terms of point two of the DA submission. Then we proceeded to consider the minutes, Chair, of the 7th, the 13th, 21st, 27th, 28th of September, which were all adopted. The resolution that we will consider the submissions made by DA with this procedural in order, and we'll make alternative wording when these proposals were necessary, and members were respected to submit this to the caucuses for input. Meeting adjourned at 11:24 until the 9th of November. Chair, Mr. Mbuyani raises his hand, Chair.
Honourable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I rise to propose that we adopt the minutes as presented.
Thank you very much. Can you see a seconder to that proposal for adoption? Honourable Malamasha.
Thank you, Chair. I stand to second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Minutes are duly adopted. Can we go to the minutes of the 9th?
Chair, the minutes of the 9th, we had the briefing by the Companies and Intellectual Properties Commission, as well as the International Trade Administration Commission of South Africa on their annual reports, and as well as the first quarter financial and non-financial performance for this financial year. If you go down, Chair, I think we have had an apology from Mr. McPherson during this period, Chair. And that captured the attendance of entities. Chair, then we were briefed by Ethical Rudy Wuller and Mr. Yassat on the CIP's annual report and first quarter on non-financial and financial performance. Point two captured the issues raised by the members, Chair. Then that was followed by the presentation by ITAC, led by Mr. Mbambo, on the annual report of ITAC, as well as its first quarter financial and non-financial performance for this current financial year. 3.2 captured the issues raised by members during the deliberations, Chair. The meeting adjourned at 12:55 until Tuesday, the 15th of November. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. I see Honourable Malamacha's hand. Can you ask members to propose adoption of these minutes? Honourable Malamacha.
I rise to move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Can we have a seconder? Honourable Moatse.
Chairperson, I second the move of the certain minutes.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 9th of November duly adopted. Is that all the minutes we have?
We have other minutes, but that's only minutes that we distributed this morning, Chair, but we do have other minutes. Yeah.
Okay then. So we move on to the next agenda item, which is committee business. So the committee, we're asking the committee to finalize its decision on the countries for its possible study tour in 2023 next year. So the management committee's position is that this PC visit South Korea and Vietnam at the end of the first quarter of 2023, that is March to April 2023, given the success given those two countries' success in facilitating deeper industrialization across and within sectors, particularly in terms of special economic zones and the investment promotion initiative. These are of interest given South Africa's review of the governance of its SEZs and its industrialization drive. So that is what we are putting to the committee. Any comments? Honorable Tswaku, welcome to the meeting. I didn't know you were in the meeting. I see Honorable Cuthbert has also joined us, just for the record. Dr. Tswaku? You are unmuted, but we can't hear you. I think we've just lost
him. Apologies, Chair.
Oh, there you are. Yes.
My apologies, Chair. If you could hear. Oh, it's a network.
We can hear you. Proceed.
Okay, apologies, Chair. I've been a party very critical business with the party, but it's very, for me to lose, not to be in a meeting, it's sometimes, it's not nice. So I really had to connect, even though my network is bad. Okay. Let me welcome the analysis of the committee in terms of what you want to put forward. Let's go and have a look at the Vietnam, the economy there, maybe even, like the South Korea. I was actually thinking about when I'm here that, hey.
Yeah, I think your network is very poor. Are you proposing that, are you agreeing with the two countries that the MANCOM is recommending? We've actually lost your sound. Dr. Tswaku?
Need to look at industrializing in the country. Because for me,
okay, I think we've lost Dr. Tswaku now. Honorable Cuthbert?
Thanks very much. Chair, just to note, I was in the meeting, I think, at 9:04. I just happened to take the challenge over the last 2 days of joining. I just want to understand from yourself and the Secretariat what the process is moving forward. I mean, has the application been submitted to the House Chair for approval? And, are we likely to face any hurdles regarding?
Okay, I think, can I ask the committee to comment on that, the process going forward and how far we are?
Chair, if I may, Chair?
Yes, you may.
Chair, it was just that this process was important because at our last engagement, we were not sure which countries we were visiting. So we are. I'm not sure if Mr. Cuthbert is seconding the proposal by Mayor Dr. Tswaku. Then what would happen if that is the case, Chair? That we will then submit. We'll start the process of drafting the application and engaging with these two countries to determine whether the time that we are proposing is a feasible option. So the process will start from now, and hopefully before we arise in December as a parliament, we would be able to submit a application to the House Chairperson for its consideration, Chair. So we will now start, if the committee is in total agreement that those are the two countries that they would like to visit, we will then submit the necessary documentation to the House Chairperson, and obviously in the process we will consult with the Delco and in trade missions in those two countries to facilitate such an engagement, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Secretary. Members, is there anybody who is opposed to the proposal of the study tour to visit South Korea and Vietnam? Honourable Yaku Mulder.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. No, I've got no problem with it. I want to second it. Just on a lighter note, I wanted to suggest that we also visit North Korea to see how things should not be done while we're in the area. Thank you.
Honourable Mulder's being a bit naughty. So it seems like we have support of the committee members. Are you seconding Honourable Mulder's proposal?
Yes, of the North Korean trip.
Okay. With that, I think we have reached the end of our agenda for today. Committee Secretary, can you take us to our program for next week?
Chair, next week is our last committee for this current quarter, Chair. We will have an engagement with the poultry sector and stakeholders, and also look at our draft program for the first quarter for committee's input, Chair, and do outstanding minutes before we last. Thanks.
Thank you very much. That concludes our business for today. Thank you very much. Have a good day further. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Long live the Chair.
Recording stopped.